It is Talking Travel with Sally Lucas, and we're talking road trips.
We are, and you know how I love a road trip. As much as I've enjoyed my overseas travel and still will do so from time to time, we're certainly doing a lot more of our own Aussie country at the moment, and I think that's a great thing to do. It's helping communities, it's helping employment, it's giving you a great holiday at the same time.
Exactly.
But I thought we'd talk about the more distant road trips, and people sit at home and think, I really want to do, you know, that Broome, Kimberley, or the Gibb River Road or Darwin, but I don't want to drive all the way there and back. It takes so long to get there. We're a huge country. So fly. I mean, you know, fly there. You know, go into Darwin and pick up your car and do your holiday all the way down to Broome and then fly home out of Broome, or even take your car further and head down to Perth and fly out of there, depending on how much time you've got. So I thought, just don't think you can't do these road trips. You can. But you just fly to the destination. And like we've been talking about today, what I will be talking about is how you can do these packages that include a four-wheel drive car hire, because a lot of these areas, you know, you can't take an ordinary car because some of the roads aren't suited, obviously, particularly around the Gibb River Road area. And obviously you need to look at weather in advance to know. You're obviously not going to go there when it's had flooding rains or anything, of course, you know. But yes, you can have your four-wheel drive car hire, you get all your accommodation paid for, unlimited kilometres, off you go. You're just paying for your meals and your petrol.
Yeah, so sounds good to me.
It's as good as a package holiday, isn't it? Mm. But you're doing the driving still. You're in control.
And you organise some of the itineraries.
What you want to see at each point, or you can get advice, obviously. So, yes, there is one, as I said, doing the Darwin to Broome, which is 16 days. There's another lovely one that does the southwest Margaret River area, which is such a pretty area. And it's not only just Margaret River. People think Margaret River wineries, etc. There's a hell of a lot more to Margaret River than that. It's got the most incredible cave systems all through the Margaret River region, some stunning caves, old, ancient, beautiful caves, some that are still forming. And you can get all the way across, of course, to Esperance, which is just stunning, one of the most stunning beachside areas you'll see in Australia. But not many people know about it, again, because of its distance and how long it takes to get there. So these are places you can get to by flying over and then hiring a car. Mm. Or you could do the Coral Coast Highway, which is going up through Geraldton, Monkey Mia, Carnarvon, Exmouth, and have a swim with the whale sharks if it's the right time of the year, or the humpbacks.
Oh, wow.
So there's so many great road trips you can do out there. So don't feel that you can't do it because you've got to drive from here. Mm. Fly and do it, and then you're still going to get the best ever holiday.
Yeah, because when you think of road trips, you think you're on the road. But you all don't have to be all the time.
No. Mm. You can do a combination of both.
And the good thing about that is you hire a car and you're not, you know, giving your own car a beating.
No. And, yeah. I mean, you've got insurance. It's covered by insurance. You know, you're using up their kilometres, not yours. Mm. So it's a win-win situation as far as I'm concerned.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Now, going somewhere entirely different, I'm heading south to Antarctica.
Oh, okay.
from Broome and Darwin. But I couldn't help but mention this. This is a brand new, first ever women's only expedition to Antarctica. And I just think that sounds incredible. And it's with Aurora Expeditions on their small ship vessel, the Sylvia Earle. So naturally it's a female. Mm-hmm. But it was named after a Dr. Sylvia Earle, who's been renowned, and she's won so many awards worldwide for her. She's an ambassador to conservation on our planet, and she does so much. But they also have six other women that have won incredible awards for conservation, including one from Australia and various other countries in the world, who are pioneering women who have just done incredible achievements and supported wonderful causes. So this would be fantastic. So you're going, you know, this is not till 2027, so you've got plenty of time to save up and get ready for it to go. 23rd of February, which is the end of summer in Antarctica, which is quite a great time because you've got a lot of active wildlife. The ice is still melting, generally good weather. You've still got all your bird lives, like your skuas, your terns, your petrels, your albatrosses. Spectacular sunsets, of course, and you're getting a little bit shorter day because winter is sort of gradually approaching, so it's not like you've got 23 hours of sunlight like you do almost in the middle of their summer. You are going to get that little bit of difference. You will have some nightfall as well. But look, honestly, it's just, as you know, I've said so many times, it's one of the best things I've ever done in my life, and it still is. It's still up there. And it is on your bucket list, and it's something you've been yearning to do. you've got plenty of notice, ladies.
Well, that's right, and you've got plenty of time to fatten up for insulation.
Oh, I just used the clothes. I just layered up the clothes. Actually, I went when there was still it's not there anymore. Snow and Ski Hire in down on Bank Corner area there.
Yep.
I just went out and hired all the ex-hire gear. Bought all the ex-hire gear, so it saved me so much money. So I bought all the ski jackets and the thermals and all of the outer gear stuff, not the inner. I bought my own, inner gear stuff. But, yeah, it just saved so much money. And, I mean, they were in such good condition. It was fabulous, the pants, the jackets, everything. So any of those ski places, if you are thinking of doing it and you don't want to pay a lot of money, consider buying the ex-ski hire.
That's a great idea.
You know, if you wait to a certain supermarket that you may know who I'm talking about, listeners, that have specials come up on all sorts of things from time to time. Even something like our Pilates instructors tell us, TENS machines, that's an acronym, initials, pain relief.
Yep.
They even had them on special the other week. So you never know, but you often get ski gear.
Yeah, you go to the supermarket to buy a tin of tomatoes and you come home with a lawnmower.
So,
but we digress.
We digress, but you've got plenty of time to think about this. It's just a wonderful, normal itinerary of that Antarctic. And what they do to save people who might be a bit seasick, they're flying the Drake Passage. So you're not cruising it. They're flying you down to King George and you start your cruise from there. And once you're in the Antarctic waters, there's no real rough ocean. It's just that crossing, which some people are a little bit daunted by. We were lucky when we went. They said we had Drake Lake. It wasn't very rough at all, but it can be. So this is another way of saying, well, you can do it without having, to be worried about that part of it if you're prone to seasickness. Yeah. So come on, ladies, this is one for you.
Excellent.
Definitely.
That
first one ever.
Good.
So it's pretty good.
We'll go with you.
Yeah. Oh, I'll go. Take me.
Right. Newcastle and the Hunters, 2NURFM 103.7. It is Talking Travel and we are talking Canada, Sally.
We are talking Canada. Lovely, beautiful country. If anyone's ever been there, listeners, I'm sure if you have, you'll know what I'm saying. It's stunning.
I lived there for quite
whereabouts?
Some time. I lived in Calgary and then I lived in Fort McMurray.
Fort McMurray.
That's
where's
like
that?
Way up
Yukon
in Alberta.
Or? Oh, in Alberta. Mm. Still in.
Yeah, where the oil sands are.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So, I just thought we haven't talked about Canada for a while. And very similar to us, the Canadian people, with the outdoorsy lifestyle, they like that. They like, they're sporty, they're relaxed. So it's a lovely place to go to. And, of course, it's such a big country. It's a massive country, you've got to remember.
Is.
It's got the longest coastline in the world. So, that's after, I think, Norway's second. But so it is incredible. But, Banff National Park, you know what I'm talking about, how beautiful
Banff
is that?
It's beautiful.
I mean, it
absolutely
is just
beautiful.
Stunningly beautiful. I mean, you just, Lake Louise and just all of it, you're just soaking it all up and it's just a most gorgeous part of Canada.
It's in my top 10 places of most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah, it is. That whole national park, you could spend so much time there. And, of course, you've got canyons, you've got lakes, you've got waterfall. You've got it all.
It's Canmore's nearby as well, and that's beautiful as well.
I mean, Calgary's famous for its stampede, of course.
Yes.
Of course, that's something else that's Calgary's famous for. But also on the other side, a lot of Australians mainly only go to the west coast. But, of course, on the other side, don't forget you've got the beautiful, French-speaking city of, Quebec. And it's got, it's old. It's 400-year-old cobblestone streets and historic. Just so much going there on the St. Lawrence River as well. And you can even do cruises on the St. Lawrence River. Just wonderful place to go and do that side as well.
Or catch a bus and go up to Nova Scotia.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Or Montreal, of course, as well. So
yeah.
You've got Montreal, which is a truly bilingual city of still French and English speaking there. But, it's just so much happening for it. And we just said Calgary, if you want to be a cowgirl for a while or something like that, throw a rope or do whatever you want to do. But, of course, it has that wonderful 10-day Calgary Stampede every July and you've got to book so far ahead for that because that is such a popular event. And then if you want to go and spot bears, how about going to British Columbia to the Great Bear Rainforest where you're just about guaranteed to spot those grizzlies and hopefully in the right season catching some salmon.
You're
at the right time of the year. And if you like islands, you've got Prince Edward Island, of course, on the other side.
I've been
again.
There too. Beautiful. You can go and check out the, I think it was Anne of Green Gables.
Yes.
Anne of Green Gables house.
And you've got Charlottetown, which is its capital.
Yep.
And, of course, it's a tiny island really just sitting off Brunswick and Nova Scotia. So you've got all that to do as well. And, of course, you've got Toronto, which is a major city, naturally. You've got the Northwest Territories, going north to Yukon. Of course, you can see the Aurora Borealis once you go north, and don't forget if you're going further up to Churchill, you've got the polar bears. Mm-hmm. So you've got so much happening, whether it's in the far north, in the west, or on the east. You know, it's got a lot going for it. So don't just think, oh, yeah, just do Vancouver and the Rockies. There's so much more to Canada. Mm. And even like with wines, people don't think about world-class wines, but the Okanagan Valley, which is in British Columbia.
Oh, yes.
Yes, they have a wonderful array of wines in that area as well. But a lot of this area is great because they've got the skiing in winter, you've got those options, but you've got beautiful hiking, you've got trails, you've got cycling, you know, you've got waterways. So just think Canada. You know, if you haven't done Canada, stunningly beautiful country.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Amanda says you've got to go.
Go to Canada. Go to Canada.
Go, girl.
but just letting you know that winter isn't quite like our winter
here. Oh, God, no.
I lived there for quite some time and, it was, you know, minus 40 degree days sometimes.
Well, so I got quite blown away once. I had a client who I used to book skiing up into Whistler, and when we were down the Antarctic, we only got down to about minus 3 because it's summer. And, you know, and everyone said, aren't you going to freeze in the air? I said, no, it was fine. Unless the wind picks up. We only had one day where we didn't go ashore because obviously safety is paramount. Mm. And he said, oh, God, Whistler was minus 27. I've gone, what?
Yeah. Well, minus five was a heat wave.
Yeah. So, yes, I know. So I know what you're saying. Like the winters, yes, you do have to. But, of course, once you're inside, everything's so well
That's
heated
right.
and all
it's
that.
You've got warmer
you got a layer.
Than it is here.
A lot of layers is what you need to do so you can shed
That's
when
right.
you go
That's
inside.
Right.
Shed like a bear when it's in hibernation or when it comes out of hibernation, whatever.
That's it. Talking hot deals, Sal.
It certainly is. So we were just talking about some road trips earlier, and there is a lovely 16 days, we've mentioned, self-drive road trip available that you can do from Broome to Darwin, and that's some under $5,000 per person. If you're interested in Southwest and the Margaret River area, there's a lovely one there, 10 days, including all the usuals like we've mentioned, accommodation, car hire, unlimited kilometres, etc., insurance, and that's from under $1,400 per person. That's pretty good for eight days accommodation, car hire. And if you're wanting to do the Coral Coast Highway we've talked about, which is sort of Geraldton, Monkey Mia, Carnarvon, Exmouth, etc., that's under $1,500 per person for an eight-day package. So, yep, get out there and do a roadie.
Yeah.
Now, this is something really different. Coral Expeditions, which is Australia's really one of the only complete, if you like, expedition cruise vessels that cruises the most unusual areas that you can't get to with a large vessel. Okay, so they do a lot of stuff within Australia, but they also do the Indonesian archipelago, they go into our New Guinea, but they also do Japan, which is really fascinating because they go through really interesting areas again where small ships can get into these beautiful areas right through the heart of Japan and also through the Ryukyu Islands as well. Now they've got a couple of departures with availability October and November this year where you can save anything from $1,500 to $2,000 per person on some of the staterooms on that. So it's until available or until sold out, should I say. So if you're thinking of doing that, these are beautiful expeditions, small ship, so it's lovely, small group of people. And you're really immersing yourself in Japan, its history, its lands, its islands and its culture. Something different again. I'm talking a lot of different things today. Costa Rica and Panama. I must admit I'd love to go to Costa Rica. It's considered one of the most diverse countries in the world with more rare species of bird and animal life than just about any other country.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Mm. So, and it's just vibrant bird species. I can imagine. Can you imagine seeing slumbering sloths?
Slumbering sloths.
And the sloths, they are fascinating looking creatures. They fascinate me almost as much as lemurs. I think they're just fascinating creatures.
Funny looking things.
And they only come from that part of the world. So there's a lovely cruise you can do around there with Aurora Expeditions where you can save up to 25% on selected voyages around that area, which is great. And National Geographic Expeditions and Lindblad have come out with what they call 9 bucket list family adventures. So they're trying to encourage children to find out more about the world and what we're doing to try and help save it. So they're giving a 50% discount for children are aged 22 and under. So even that's an old child, not just an under 12 child, but, you know, an adult child as well, for an 8-day sail around Iceland and a circumnavigation of Iceland as well. And on certain destinations from Iceland, as far as the Galapagos, they've got interactive kids and teens programs available. So to try and help the next generation learn about our wildlife and what we need to do. So they've got some great savings on a range of theirs. Now, just to let you know, Viking, who has these wonderful sails every year across all their European ocean river, all their sailings, they've still got free flights available on a whole range of itineraries, ends 31 March, okay? And also you've got Emerald Cruises on a range of river cruises throughout Europe, whether it be doing Lyon and the area of Provence, Madrid to Lisbon and the Douro, Danube and Prague, the Rhine and the Rhone rivers, or even an Eastern European escapade, which is fascinating. And they've got savings as well, but booked by 31 March. The savings vary, of course, from the duration due to trace, and anything from around 1,250 up to over 3,000, depending on the duration of the cruise you're doing. But that also ends 31 March.
Wow. Well, That's it.
Is that enough?
That is a lot. Lots of variety today. I love it.
Yes, lots of variety.
Yeah,
yes.
Lots to choose from. And, you're off next week, so we'll catch up
with
Barry.
Yeah, off to Perth. You catch up with Barry, and I'll be back and chatting up with you again in early April.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Sal.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.